This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now, 7 after the hour. How do you do? Thursday is upon us already, the 4th of January. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn on the DJV Experience. Without the Victoria, we'll be back next week from her vacation. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. In a few minutes, we're going to meet the star of a new Power of Sports TV show, somebody that a lot of people know, the sports professor Rick Horrow. Is going to join us in the television report coming up in a few moments. But right now, Jennifer has some trending items for our consideration.
Well, there was an earthquake in the Bay Area last night, 4.7 earthquake in centered around Berkeley in the Bay Area. Of course, a big blizzard. Blizzard 2018 is trending right now on Twitter. People on the East Coast are kind of hunkering down as hurricane force winds and record cold temperatures are expected over the next couple of days along the East Coast. And speaking of a deep freeze, the biggest story probably trending on Twitter is this new war that is developing between President Donald Trump and his former chief strategist, Steve Bannon. If you haven't heard about this, there is a brand new book that's coming out. It's going to be released next week from Michael Wolff, and it is supposed to...
Who's Michael Wolff?
He works for USA Today, the Hollywood Reporter. He's an author and a journalist.
Got it.
And so he's decided to write this book that was chronicling the first, it was originally the first 100 days of Donald Trump. Well, it turned into the first 200 days of Donald Trump. And it features what Michael Wolff says are extensive interviews with Steve Bannon when he was still working inside the White House before he was fired. And in this book, there are lots of explosive claims, including direct hits at Melania Trump, who has responded calling this nothing but bargain basement fiction, saying that Melania didn't want Donald Trump to run for the presidency, talking about some of the habits of the president, and then talking about Steve Bannon and directly quoting him, saying that the actions of Donald Trump Jr. were treasonous and unpatriotic when he took a meeting with a Russian lawyer at Trump Tower. Steve Bannon got a lot of lip service from the president in response to those claims of treason and being unpatriotic. And Donald Trump took to Twitter yesterday saying, Steve Bannon has nothing to do with me or my presidency. When he was fired, he not only lost his job, he lost his mind. Now, Steve Bannon did his radio show yesterday and didn't say a word about any of this, just said what a great president Donald Trump was and how he supported him. Yet President Trump has now used his legal team to give a cease and desist to Steve Bannon, who I guess had signed some sort of non-disclosure agreement before joining the staff of now President Trump. So this is sticky. It's a mess, and it makes you wonder what's the end game here? What good is this doing other than just a big distraction from some of the big issues that are important? But clearly, it's the juiciest gossip of the day: more palace intrigue at the White House.
I think Bannon's a greaseball. He's dirty physically. He's dirty emotionally, mentally. There's nothing about that guy. I don't understand how he got there in the first place, frankly.
Well,
they're really bad judgment having him around from the beginning.
He played a big part, I think, in the win in the general election of Trump. And I don't discount Steve Bannon totally, because what I think he was really good at is identifying this populist thread that is running through the nation, where it's people moving away from being Democrats and Republicans and more about common sense, stuff that's good for America, and making those types of decisions. And Bannon was the one who put his finger on that. But I think Bannon's ego grew quite a bit when he was in the White House.
Yeah.
And he went from being someone no one knew running Breitbart to now someone who everybody talked about and seemed to be kind of the you know, he would pull the puppet strings.
I hear very little positive about him, Jennifer.
Yeah, I mean, people always say he's arrogant and not really the nicest person, but
yeah,
I think he really liked the fame, and you saw him get behind Judge Roy Moore. Maybe the loss of Judge Roy Moore is
there's an immaturity to all of this. There's an immaturity to the way that Trump responds to things. There's an immaturity to Bannon, the way he handles or has handled himself. And it becomes this, all this stuff is very childish, and it gets in the way of the mission of doing the job of running the country. These people are more concerned about themselves than they are running the country, and then we all suffer. we're all paying the price for with these investigations.
I understand, knowing who Trump is and knowing that he's the counterpuncher, I understand that, of course, after hearing these passages that were leaked yesterday, that he would, of course, strike back on Twitter. I wouldn't expect anything less. But I think it needs to go away today, because just this week alone, the government, Trump leading this charge, is working on the program to try to keep the dreamers in the country, to try to create some kind of meaningful resolution to DACA. The government's going to shut down on January 19th if they can't get a budget in place. You have North Korea still percolating. You have Iran protests. There's so many, and then the midterm elections, of course. But the immediate stuff that's happening in the next 2 weeks in this country, far more important than this stuff. And it just makes me wonder what Steve Bannon was thinking, because all of the stuff that he allegedly told Michael Wolff, and maybe Michael Wolff is fabricating some of it. He hasn't released the tapes of Steve Bannon saying this. He's just giving him these quotes. He's attributing these quotes to him. If Steve Bannon said this, he then went on 60 Minutes just a few months ago and said a completely different story. So what's Steve Bannon's game in all of this? Is he telling the truth? When was he telling the truth?
Good question. The Northeast and the winter storm, the might of winter, the storm is bringing snow. Now, anybody who's listening up the East Coast, you're getting snow in the greater Boston area, 2 to 3 inches an hour. Over the next 7 or 8 hours, the inland areas of 20, 30 miles where my home is from Boston, coming down. Temperature is supposed to go to 20 below zero after the storm blows out tonight. It's really a bad circumstance. Make sure you are dressed appropriately for that circumstance. Television up next. Television report. Jen continues with us after this.
Computer, execute 12.4P operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha 99. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
The reason I went into consulting? Because I love hunting for paperwork. Not because I like developing plans to help small businesses grow. No, I'm busy searching high and low for a proposal that I had in my hand like a minute ago. Yippee!
Staples wants you to spend your time doing what you really love. That's why we have organizational solutions for any business. So you can clear the clutter and focus on the job at hand.
Found it! Nope. That's my son's birthday list.
Staples. Less mess equals more success.
There was 56 channels and nothing on. Hi, Jen. What's on tonight that's really good as we get back into the fold, the regular season stuff that's really good?
All right, you ready for this one? Get ready for the battle. It's the four, Battle for Stardom. That's Fox's answer to maybe the reboot of American Idol. It starts at 8 p.m. It's a brand new show hosted by Fergie, and it brings a different twist to TV singing competition. Instead of weeks of auditions and eliminations, it starts off with the four best contestants. And then the new challengers arrive each week trying to knock them off their perch. Along the way, Meghan Trainor, Sean Diddy Combs, DJ Khaled, and record executive Charlie Walk serve as mentors to help these guys through their journey. That's the four. It's at 8 p.m. on Fox tonight. The Good Place, great little sitcom, is back on NBC at 8:30. You can pick up where they left off as Michael receives a surprise visitor. And keep in mind, that's no easy task because they're in purgatory. Truth and Lies in Waco. ABC has this special at 9 p.m. Can you believe it's been 25 years since the deadly Waco, Texas raid on the Branch Davidian compound? And ABC celebrates with a documentary that'll give you new details and interviews with FBI and ATF agents. That's at 9 on ABC. And then SWAT is new on CBS at 10 p.m. And Dougie, just for you, Jay Leno's Garage is back and brand new. CNBC at 10 p.m. Six new episodes featuring dangerous stunts, top speeds, and guests including Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, he's really good. It's a good show. All right, Jen, thank you. At quarter past the hour now, those of us who are looking for good news and inspiring stories on television, I have the answer. The power of sports TV show, which is new, it illustrates the kinds of things that are possible when people come together through sports to uplift their community. Rick Horro is also known as the sports professor. He's the host of this show. Rick, welcome to our DJV program.
Awesome to be here. I'm in a little warmer than you, but not much.
I'm actually in California.
Our sports, but Yeah. It's probably a really good thing.
I'm in California, so I am from the Boston area, but I haven't gotten on a plane yesterday to get out of there, so I'm in the good place where you are. Actually, it's probably warmer where I am than you are at this point in time. So
yeah.
You've been all over the place. You've been on CNN. You've been on Fox Sports, Yahoo Sports Radio. You got your name up in the stars when it comes to this sort of thing. You've written a book called When the Game is on the Line. So you have a sense of what people really like. What is this new Power of Sports TV show going to do?
Well, my friend, here's the evolution. The business of sports is a $1 billion business, and it gets bigger every day. So most of my commentary has been about labor unrest and global vertical integration acquisitions and all of the business stuff. And the business keeps going. But the used to be about 8% of total spending in sports, about 14%. Slowly, owners realized it's important not just to do good, but to do great. And this show, which is on all of the region's affiliates, it started in September and it runs about 100 times monthly throughout the nation, focuses on individual cities, but also do-good stories, the power of the Tulane athletic program that came back after Katrina and now inducted everybody that came back into the Tulane Sports Hall of Fame, the deals with building facilities and fields, 50 of them in Chicago, Dan Towers, Group 1001, our sponsor of the show, committing $1.5 million to a futures program in Oklahoma City that increases the graduation rate. So my point is, don't ignore the business, but celebrate the good.
So how does that reflect in your own life? What are you bringing from your life and your experience to, and we all know how important sports is today in our culture. As you've said, it probably is the single biggest occupier of people in non-professional time. So what do you bring? You've got a great educational background. You're well-spoken. You don't sound like a Dems, Dats, D's, and Do's guy, which often some of these radio shows sound like. So I want to know what you're bringing and what turned you on about this, Rick Harl?
Well, I'm a Miami Dolphin and Miami supporter, so I'm used to mediocrity recently.
And they lost Sunday. Oof.
Thank you. Thank you for telling me. I appreciate that. I didn't know that, by the way.
No, didn't you? Sure you did. Yeah.
I've always been converting my passion into my business. So I founded Harl Sports Ventures and still teach a sports law class at Harvard, on and on. But the point is that now there is a special, unique aspect to all of the people in my life as they want to tell about philanthropy. You know, this Oklahoma project that Dan Towers and Group 1001 did, for example. When you increase field development, you have new fields in front of people, graduation rates increase 20%, and more kids go to college, and kids are better for it. And I've got the religion, so to speak, but I also understand that it's a very important part of business. So every week we talk about the 15 major topics from the business perspective, land negotiations and the like. But then I realized it's also important about the good stuff. And I can't tell you how much support we've had for this, not only for the people that watch it around the country on the various Fox regions, but also the commissioners, the opinion leaders. All of the people in the industry kind of want to get on the show to tell the stories about how social good is really important. And the Kaepernick kneeling stuff, everybody talked about it as a negative. I think it's an incredible positive because it made people more aware.
All right, we only have a few seconds. Andy Dalton from the Bengals, his charity getting a lot of money this week because of his action to help the Buffalo Bills to get to where they are. Is that something you'd cover on the show?
Cover that, cover field development, cover social good, cover why owners have done good, positive things, cover Chris Long giving up his entire salary this year, Philadelphia Eagle, to help Charlottesville, his University of Virginia grad. So we cover new stuff, every special focus on individual cities. Would love people to Power of Sports, check your local listings. How's that?
Power of Sports TV with Rick Harrow. Thank you for being here telling us the story. The Power of Sports TV.
Anytime. Anytime. any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Time for our Throwback Thursday experience. We're now working on the top five songs this week in 1973. And this is country singer Donna Fargo, who made it across to the pop line with this song. Number five is Funny Face. Funny Face. Funny Face.
I love you.
I love you. Karen, don't you love this? Crank it up.
Funny Face.
Keep moving along now. Top five songs from number five to number four. Everybody's going to remember this one from Stevie Wonder.
Now, this one I love. I don't know if I would use it on the other one.
No, the other one is not a lovable song. This one's a great song. It's a pretty interesting group, interesting mix of singers here as we focus on music every hour in this portion of the hour. This song was on its way to number one during this week in 73. At number four, Superstition. The guitar. Crank that guitar up. This by far is of all the five songs that are in our list today, this is my favorite of the five. The rest is, as I said, kind of an eclectic mix from Donna Fargo to Stevie Wonder to Billy Paul. Never liked this song.
Me and Mrs. Jones.
Never liked this song. Number three. I mean, the jock I played it in Hold My Nose.
Why, just because it's slow? Or
yeah, it's kind of a schmarmy sounding song. Nothing here. We both know that let's listen to the story for a second. Have you heard this song before, Karen?
I've heard it, but I've never really listened to the lyrics.
Listen to it for a minute. Yeah, listen to it.
We meet every day at the same cafe, 6:30.
Here's my question. Is Mrs. Jones married to Mr.
Yes.
Jones? And he's...
And this is not Mr. Jones who's singing this song.
Gotcha.
All right, that's the story. All right. Celebrating infidelity. Wonderful. All right, so that's a... This guy, number two position, belongs to a singer named Gilbert O'Sullivan. That wasn't really his name. But he had two or three songs. All of them sounded the same. This is a story about a young lady named Claire. That's just a sad song. Good story.
Which I couldn't see then. The moment I met you again, I knew in my heart that we were friends. It had to be so. It couldn't be no. But try as hard as I might do, I don't know why you get to me.
Yeah, we've all had those experiences, right? Women who get to you, and men as well. All right, so that's Claire. This is the best known of all. Well, Superstition's best known, but here's Carly Simon, number one. This week in 1973, the story of who knows which man, Warren Beatty, has always been the person that people suspected, but lately that's changed to focus on a couple of other people. You're so vain! Put her on the map, by the way. After this was a song called Anticipation. She had four or five number ones and a dozen songs that charted. So there it is. Number one this week, 1973 is the year.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
In today's automotive news, the winner of North American Utility Vehicle of the Year will be picked on January 15th. The finalists include the Volvo XC60, which has all the elements it needs to win, but has stiff competition from the Alfa Romeo Stelvio. The Stelvio might just have the edge, thanks to its dynamic style and driving characteristics. The final vehicle is somewhat of an outsider, the Honda Odyssey minivan. Although critics like its amenities, it's unlikely to win. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
I'm Rafael Fonseca, and this is a Healthier You. As an oncologist, I'm concerned about policies that drive the debate about drug prices. There is a notion that there are many situations where a physician can choose between two medicines that are equivalent, with the only difference between them being their price. This in turn leads to the argument that we need more comparative studies of drugs' cost versus their effectiveness so doctors can make informed choices based on economic considerations. In reality, when multiple treatments exist, there are usually differences between them in either efficacy or safety. There's always trade-offs. A choice based on cost alone will almost always have to sacrifice either efficacy or safety. That is not a sacrifice patients should be asked to make. Let's put this fallacy to rest and base medical decisions on medical factors. For more details, go to Facebook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The hour now. It's the DJ V show. I'm Doug Steffen, but it's the boys' turn because we've limited or we've reduced the female population here. 2/3 boys, 1/3 girls.
Uh-oh.
In this half hour. Yes,
we've gone anti today show.
Well, yeah, that's okay. That's all right. We can
short term
balance. A little bit of balance here. Rich McFadden in for Victoria. Jennifer Kara's here in the control room. Actually, Richie's across the glass from Kara. He's, when he's here, oftentimes in the control room, but not today because Kara's there working. Well, who needs the technology? Come on. Let's keep. Yeah, here's some Richie that is trending. That a lot of people are very concerned about, and I'm going to guess you know more about this than I do, the 2 security flaws in the microprocessors inside most of the world's computers. They're called Meltdown. The two problems are Meltdown and Spectre. Sounds like a James Bond movie.
You know,
but what happens is it allows hackers to steal the entire memory content of computers, mobile devices, personal computers, servers. What's this going to lead us to?
You know, it's funny that you mention this because my IT guy and my engineer just sent me this story late last night.
Yeah.
So I'm going through it now to try and figure it out, but they are freaking out. But yeah.
Or should we all be freaking out?
I'm
sitting here looking. I got two iPads in front of me. I got a computer screen in front of me. I got my iPad, iPod. iPhone. What do we do?
At this point, we read the article and we talk to our. This is what I'll do this morning. I will gather my two guys, my two main guys,
right.
And I'll sit down and go, what does this mean for our 50-some computers or 60-some computers that we have throughout the house?
Yep.
And ask them, and they're still digging into it, but it basically allows low-privileged processes to access the memory in the computer's kernel. So that basically means little things that nobody really thinks much about and doesn't secure, access to the main infrastructure of your computer programs.
So this will slow them down, if nothing else, right?
It's a backdoor.
Fix it.
It's a backdoor into your main processor of your computer.
Who's going to get
good.
It? Who is going in there? And what do they want?
So think of it as this: your house, right?
Yeah.
And you've got that one window where the lock doesn't work well. Mm. They just installed that window into everybody's computer.
Hmm. Who does they?
That would be Intel.
Why? Intel did it in order to do what?
They didn't do it in order to do anything. It was a flaw. It was a mistake.
Basically, and it's been there for years and years. And I guess it made computers faster, and so they bypassed something, and this is what made computers faster. And that's why it's going to get slowed down a little bit when they do the fix or the patch for it. But I don't know if Rich, do you know if they knew about it for years, or has it just been pointed out to them that there's a flaw?
Probably some black hat just pointed it out to them.
What's a black hat?
You have
Chris, you remember who you're talking about.
Or a white hat.
People who hack into stuff kind of for the good of the people.
Well, those are white hats. So white hats are hackers who work for the major IT companies, the government, et cetera, trying to find flaws like this. Black hats are the people who go, look what I just found, and I'm going to sell it so that everybody will pay me money to be able to access everybody's computers. So either probably a white hat found it and told them about it, or a black hat found it and it was released online.
Once again, black is bad, white is good.
Yeah, it's Lone Ranger.
Yeah, right. And racist, of all things, a racist computer problem. So Meltdown and Spectre are both basically the same. They have the same origins. Are they on the same computers using the same programs like Amazon, Google, Microsoft? What are they able to get into all of those programs?
Yes.
That doesn't sound good. That doesn't sound good at all.
It allows programs to steal data which is currently processed on the computer, reads a description of the attack. So they do, and while programs are typically not permitted to read the data from other programs, the malicious program can exploit Meltdown and Spectre and get a hold of the secrets.
It looks like it's on a cloud. It's part of a cloud.
Everything's on a cloud now.
Yeah, so they get into it in the cloud and not necessarily in your computer proper, right? Am I reading that correctly?
Yes. So back to your house, the broken window.
Yeah.
It doesn't just let them into your house. It basically lets them into your vault that you have in your bank, your safe that you have into your house. So let's say you have the safe up in your bedroom. That window goes right into the safe in your bedroom.
Yeah. I used to have a safe upstairs, but I lost the combination. I had the combination on a refrigerator door.
Of course you did.
I threw the refrigerator out. I forgot. Oops, wait a minute. I forgot the combination of the safe.
Oh, man. Why didn't you just call somebody to crack the safe?
I don't know.
So what'd you do with the safe? Where's the safe now?
Safe is still in the house.
Yeah, exactly. What room is it?
Still in my old house. The old house, not the new house.
No, it's in the old house.
In the old house, yeah.
So, right. So the people that live in your house have a safe that does them no good right now.
Right.
And what's in the safe?
In there. I don't remember what's in the safe, right?
You don't remember what's in the safe?
Nah, I don't remember. I put the stuff in there.
Valuable.
Yeah, 30 years ago I put stuff in there. I don't remember what I put in there, and then I lost the combination.
Probably something that's worth a bunch of money now.
Yeah, like jewelry?
Yeah, so what's the exact address of the house?
I know the exact address of the house. I almost just said it.
Yeah, right, okay. So also while we're here, there's a New Year's resolution. We're concerned about hacks here. How about your life and what hacks into your well-being as a human being? There are some New Year's resolutions. I don't think I asked you this last week because I remember in past years, Richie, you and I talked about resolutions and we both kind of poo-poo them. Have you made any resolutions? Your children make any resolutions?
I haven't talked to my kids about resolutions, but I was listening to one of these self-help motivational podcasts the other day. Somebody sent him to me to try and get us to do something with him because his podcast is growing, selling advertising, whatever. So I was listening to him. And he's basically a very kind of raw comedian, in your face kind of thing, and he was hysterical. But the thing I took away from it after listening to a podcast was making a list of five things that you want to accomplish. And it's not like, okay, I have to call this person, I have to call that person. It's a list of five things. So for example, you want to lose weight. I'm going to eat 3 servings of vegetables today. Boom. Mm-hmm. I'm going to walk 10,000 steps and check it on my Fitbit. Boom. And every day you accomplish that. And you keep it in a paper book or a paper log so that you can easily flip through that log. And each day at the end of the day, you write win or loss on the log right at the top so that you can flip through it and see how many wins you get. And you're not going to win every day. But what you're going to do is you're going to flip through it at the end of the month and realize you had more wins than losses. That's a good month. Go and at the end of the year, realize you had more wins than losses. That's a good year. Yep. And then it becomes habit. And I was like, you know what? That's simply brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And so I decided, okay, for the weight loss thing, I'm going to say, get my 10,000 steps in. Go work out twice a week. Eat my 3 servings of vegetables and fruit, whatever it is. And just simple. Boom.
Yeah.
So, yes, that's my New Year's resolution.
All right. So there is a new, as you can imagine, a way to track these New Year's resolutions. If you are well-intentioned and you're interested in your health and well-being, you can join 9% of the population that seems to be following through on their New Year's resolutions. 40% of Americans who resolve to change their ways at the beginning of the year, that number by this time, and we're only, 4 days into the new year, is down to about 10%. In reality, what Richie is saying kind of is the heart of this. The small changes that you make in how much you walk, much you eat, that sort of thing, how much you drink. There are all kinds of ways of you helping yourself. Don't try to chew more than you can get into your mouth, literally and figuratively. Little thing, flossing your teeth every day. Very good for your teeth and your gums. And the gums predicate how healthy your body is going to be, whether you knew that or not. Get more sleep.
I had to put a dog down because she had unhealthy teeth.
What, one of the dogs you got? One of the
years ago. Because they get infected and everything. And then I started going. I was like, wait a minute. That same process works for us.
For humans, of course. Right, exactly. So don't try to do big stuff. That's the lesson here that we're bringing to you. Don't try to do the big stuff. Little bits and pieces.
You want to hear something amazing?
Find more successful. Yes, I do, Richie.
So you know the biggest radio station here in Washington, D.C., right?
Yes, I do. Yep.
They asked all of their listeners to send in whether they've successfully, at the end of last year, or any year, successfully been able to follow through on any of their resolutions, their New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, that's what this is all about.
All right, this is the biggest radio station in Washington, D.C. Millions of people every week hear this radio station.
Yep.
Okay. How many people you think responded that said they successfully have accomplished New Year's resolutions?
4.
You doubled it. 2.
We can find that many listening to this program. Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Yeah. Isn't it? I mean, hey, everybody's got booty. I cannot tell you how many people come to me. I just had two yesterday. In our office of, I don't know what care, 25 or 30 people that work in the offices here, we have a gym downstairs in the building. Every year, the first week of the year, somebody comes to me and says, can you sign this application for me to get a pass to the gym? I'm like, sure. Yeah. I've had two already this week. I'm going to the gym. Going to the gym. Kara's got a key.
I don't have a key. I don't go to the gym here. But
I thought you did.
No, I go to my own personal gym with a trainer. But the funny thing is so I was super busy earlier this week, so I went yesterday for the first time. I saw so many faces that I haven't seen in months.
Never seen them before. Right,
everyone was there, or people.
And by next week, they'll be gone, Kara.
Yeah, or it was people who I saw earlier in the year, and then they fell off for the last couple months of the year, and now they're back again. So.
All right. There you go.
Which is great, and it's good, and, you know, it's fine. But we have a fairly small class, so, of course, I'm also in the group of people who was like, now everything is super crowded.
If you're sticking to your resolution, good. Let us encourage you to do that. But do it a little at a time so you can stay with it, because the people who try going to the gym, for example, spend an hour and a half. You haven't been to the gym for 3 years, and you go in and you spend an hour and a half. You're going to be dead.
Yeah.
You're not going to want to do it anymore. Yeah. So spend a half an hour there. And having a trainer is a good idea, except oftentimes they're pretty expensive. So, but the guidance, especially if you haven't...
Can I give you the tip
there?
Go
on your own? Yes, Richard.
My workout is Taekwondo.
Yep.
I've been doing it for over 10 years. I'm now a third-degree black belt. And the thing that keeps me going back is the class, like Kara was talking about. I haven't been in 2 weeks because I've been busy over Christmas. When I go back, all the guys and the girls will be going, where you been? And that is the thing that keeps me going back, is the camaraderie in the class and the people, the accountability. Where you been? You going to be here next Wednesday? Cool. Yeah. See you then.
I would 100% agree. This is I've been going for like a year now, and I go at least 3 times a week because that's what I signed up for. There are different packages. And this is the only class I've ever found that I want to go to all the time, because I like the people there. The guy who teaches it is great. And you have the accountability.
I find it very boring. I have a trainer in Massachusetts that I use. I used to have one out here in L.A., but I go to the Y now, and I watch the other people. And that sort of inspires, because there's always a lot of people there, and there are a lot of people who are my age who can't hack it. So I take a certain amount of pride, not in making it obvious, but then there's a motivation that comes from watching other people. Again, but common sense always has to rule.
So you know what would be a great motivator for you?
What?
Take one of those older people, not older, people your age that can't hack it, and work with them.
Work with them. Yeah, that's a good idea, Richie. Thank you. Yeah. What a wonderful idea.
There you go.
That's why you're here.
You fixed your problems.
Yes, you certainly did. You're always fixing you're always creating my problems and then fixing them.
Yeah,
perfect.
You'll see a bill in the mail.
Yeah, thank you. All right, that's speaking of problems, those of you who have a bad job, don't like going to work, those of you who are running companies who have bad employees, you're trying to flush them out and look for new ones, here's the combination courtesy of ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter.com. If you use the code DJV, you'll be able to use ZipRecruiter. This is the secret. Use it free. First time around, you're looking for good employees, trying to find a good job. ZipRecruiter posts your job to 100 different leading job boards. There are these job boards all over the place. People put their resume up there. I call them curriculum vitae when people say, what's a CV? Okay, it's your resume. Put it up there. You're really good. Somebody's bound to be looking for you. And the match will come because ZipRecruiter is attaching itself to these job boards. They have somebody looking for a job. They're looking, rather, for an employee, and you're looking for a job. Two of them get together. It's heaven on earth as far as finding a job is concerned. So don't try to find a job using the old way. Don't try to find employees using the old way. The new way is to go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and find, this is the smartest way to hire. You'll find a new employee in 24 hours or less. The match is there. This is like a dating service for people who need a new job. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use it free.
Oh. Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN. Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.
Series, if you will. I guess that's what we could call the Death Wish movies. There were four or five of them, huh? Weren't there?
Five of them.
Charles Bronson was in them, and so now that's being recreated, and I'm guessing that's why we're playing the music from Death Wish. Are they going to use the old music in the new movie?
I don't know. Herbie Hancock did that music that we're listening to back in 1974. You know, the original Death Wish, Doug, hit a nerve in the that year, 74. New York was crime-ridden. That was very popular at the box office, and it's from a subgenre that we don't see a lot in theaters now, which is an exploitation genre. Charles Bronson, incredible actor at the time, took the role, really got went headfirst into this type of movie making. I love Charles Bronson. I thought he was terrific. Actually, Part 3, Death Wish 3, is one of my all-time favorite B-movies, and that's really all the Death Wish series was after the first one, which was very big at the box office. But anyway, MGM released a trailer, second trailer, to a remake they're doing. It comes out in March. It stars Bruce Willis. It sort of got me thinking about this type of genre, which we don't see a lot. We see it more on DVD and TV than we do actually theatrically. But I was a fan
of
it.
Is this going to be more this real violent kind of stuff, or is it?
It looks that way. It does look that way.
Yeah. All right, well,
Bruce Willis, it's interesting, his career, he's now 62 years old. I mean, he had an amazing 20-year run, star of probably the best action film ever made in Die Hard. But the last, I would say, 6 or 7 years of his career, he's done one movie that's come out on DVD on the Walmart bin after another. So really interesting.
Yeah, well, you see a lot of that stuff that doesn't make it into the B-movie houses because so many people are just watching this stuff. I can't imagine not going to the movie. I love to go to the movies. I want to see this stuff on a big screen. Yesterday, flying back to California, I actually made my iPad work, and I got into the movies that you can get on the plane, and
okay.
I watched Skyfall. I'd forgotten. I remember it, but I don't remember, you know, a lot of the nuance to it. And
right.
So you look at it, though, on that small screen, the iPad screen versus the big screen, and it loses. So it really does. Watching something the first time, it loses something. It really
does.
Here's a stat,
because we've been talking about this in the last few days. They reported yesterday, overall ticket sales for movies in 2017 were the lowest in 25 years. Now, that's not surprising with the innovation of streaming. Just yesterday, it was announced that Octavia Spencer and then Kate Beckinsale, two of the latest actresses who've done very well theatrically, have signed on to do streaming shows. Spencer for Apple TV, Beckinsale for Amazon. Julia Roberts has signed on to do an Amazon show. Jennifer Aniston signed on to do a streaming show. A lot of talent has gone to the streaming or TV side, where the statement that Jodie Foster made, which I semi-agree with, movies have become big roller coaster attractions, and a lot of the talent who wants to do more scripted type material, more serious stuff, has gone the TV route. So the industry has really changed in the last quickly, even in the last 5 years, changed dramatically.
All right, let's talk in a moment about the uneasy relationship that's come out between Dustin Hoffman and Meryl Streep when they did Kramer versus Kramer up next here.
The reason I went into consulting? Because I love hunting for paperwork. Not because I like developing plans to help small businesses grow. Nah, I'm busy searching high and low for a proposal that I had in my hand like a minute ago. Yippee!
Staples wants you to spend your time doing what you really love. That's why we have organizational solutions for any business, so you can clear the clutter and focus on the job at hand.
Found it! Nope, that's my son's birthday list.
Staples. Less mess equals more success.
Hi, Chucker. There's an article in today's New York Times. Meryl Streep is all over the place promoting The Post, the movie that's opening wide this weekend. But she talks a lot about her relationship with Dustin Hoffman and how he slapped her for real as they were making the movie. And she says now people don't accept that anymore, but she thought he was way beyond aggressive in doing
it. She called it overstepping. I got to be honest, when I read the story, I read it last night, I guess it did bother me simply because I'm a Dustin Hoffman fan. His career spans 50 decades, which is a really long time. Now, there's been some stories recently that's come out on Dustin Hoffman in terms of some sexual aggression on set with interns, so on and so forth. So, I mean, I wasn't there. I don't know what to make of this stuff, but as a fan, I guess, it bothered me just reading it.
Yeah, it is bothersome, and he has been accused of a lot of stuff, and you don't think that was his face anyway. All right. Chuck Curry, Movie Moments.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.